Plug those headphones in. It's time for Ireland's only interactive podcast, the multi-award-winning Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you are in the Portmarnock area, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel and tell them the lads from Opinions Matter sent you? Then you'll be barred and you won't be allowed in again. I know, I'm only joking. Dude, let them know that you heard about the White Sands Hotel on the Opinions Matter podcast. The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is fantastic. I love it. Great beer, great atmosphere, great food, great menu, great everything, actually. And it's just a lovely bar. So pop along the White Sands Hotel here in Portmarnock. So what do we want to talk about on this latest Opinions Matter podcast? Well, you may have come across this story, and it's very concerning, it has to be said. Gardaí have said that they have received no report of an incident of attempted child abduction, nor have they received any information to substantiate such claims following public order incidents in Finglas on Sunday night. They said that suggestions of an inappropriate approach to children and attempted child abduction led to a number of public order incidents on Kappa Road and Cardersbridge Road in the Finglas area on Sunday evening. A post made on a Facebook group claims that, quote, two foreign men grabbed a child in the area and that residents had made this known to Gardaí, who failed to respond. Now, the Gardaí have said categorically, this is false. The Gardaí say they're very conscious of the volume of misinformation, disinformation and fake news circulating on this incident and in general, particularly on social media and direct messaging platforms. Now, the guards have appealed to all members of the public and the media to independently verify any information published on social media or on messaging apps. Now, the bottom line is, it spread like wildfire on Sunday that, and they're always foreigners, that two foreign men grabbed a child and attempted to abduct the child in the Finglas area on Sunday.
Now, unless that child, now can I be blunt about this, unless that child was 20 stone, big child, it's pretty difficult to imagine that two adults wouldn't be able to take a child unless they physically couldn't lift up the child because the child was so overweight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am sick to my back teeth of hearing about these stories. We've been going on about this
for years.
And up until about 5 years ago, it was always the man in the white van.
Yep.
It was always the delivery man in the white van driving around the estate. And the old Facebook mothers, you know, the old Amazon and rant mothers, who literally, if you spent a bit more time minding your kids than looking out your window at vans, we'd all be in a better place. And they used to message us every day on our previous show saying, oh, attempted abduction, Coolmine, Consilla, Blanchard, every estate had this white van going through it. Now, the truth was, it was a white van with a man delivering
your Amazon gear.
Your Amazon, but that's a blue van, Adrian, or vegetables or something like that. So we've been hearing these stories for years. And then, about 2 years ago, the narrative changed.
And it's no longer the man in the white van.
No, it's the foreign man. Now, I don't know how people can ascertain the nationality of these, did they hang around long enough to show passports? Actually, they wouldn't have passports. They destroyed the passports.
Yep, that's it.
So how do you know what nationality, how do you know they're foreign if they destroyed their passports? Here's the thing, the heel of the hunt here, yeah? I don't believe any of these stories. There is no evidence. If someone tells me, and if anybody, now, I know the answer to this before we even throw this out there, okay? You're all listening to this podcast now. It'll be over in 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have 45 minutes to provide me with proof. I need proof for anything. If you said to me, Adrian, if you said to me, there's an ATM machine down the end of my road, and when you put your card in, it gives you €1,000 for free. If you said that to me now, my first thing would be, I want proof that it happens before I go to the ATM and make them show myself. Yeah, I always want proof for everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you said to me, we're out in Portmarnock here. If you said to me, there's a killer whale washed up on the beach in Portmarnock at the moment. Wait till you see the size of this thing, yeah? I'd say to you, what would my first thing to say to you?
Show me.
Show
prove
me the photograph. Show me the photograph.
Yep.
But people are stupid. People are very, very stupid. They're very gullible Certain people are very gullible. And if we put up a post on our Facebook page right now, yeah, saying that there was an attempted child abduction of Bob Brigham. Yeah, Main Street Bob Brigham. At 11 o'clock this morning, a young fellow was coming out of the sweet shop and two foreigners, dark skin. They have to have dark skin.
Yeah, yeah, all dark
skin. They have to have dark skin.
Yep.
And sometimes people even say their nationality. I mean, how you can tell someone's nationality from
just by looking at them?
Just by looking at them. So two. Let's just say.
Okay. So the question has to be asked then. So somebody somewhere in the Finglas area last Sunday decided to put up deliberately misleading false information about an alleged abduction in the Finglas area. But my question is, what should be done to people who are deliberately telling lies about stuff like this?
Well, it's incitement to hatred. There are laws against that. It's incitement to hatred. But look, I don't know why you were all still believing these people, because these are the same people, by the way, that not so long ago claimed that that poor child that was stabbed in Parnell Street was dead. Okay, they're the exact same people. She's dead. The government are covering it up. The guards are covering it up. Now, that child is alive. That child's alive.
Thank God, yeah.
Yeah, thank God. But it was almost they were wishing the child to be dead because that would suit their narrative. They are trying to divide you all. And the bizarre thing is that it's working, because a lot of you are stupid. You believe the bullshit stories. Oh, I saw it on YouTube. I saw it on Facebook.
We only had this argument on our last podcast with Jason saying, I saw it on Facebook. I saw it on Facebook. That doesn't make it real or true.
We're referring to Jason. He wasn't saying.
No, but I'm just saying that's what people believe. That's where they're getting their news, and they believe everything that they read. Our number is 085-825-2626. Somebody somewhere shared a bullshit story about a child being harassed and an attempted abduction in the Finglas area on Sunday evening by a foreign man. And this story is completely and utterly untrue. Jacqueline has been in touch with us, and she believes that these abductions or attempted abductions are happening.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. This is a real issue. And the more we, you know, pussyfoot around it, the more we pretend like, you know, it's not nice to say someone's foreign, the more dangerous it is for our children. I'm in Blanchardstown. This is a real issue. It's happened four different times with people I know. People have been approached. Kids have been approached by foreign men. We need to just call it out for what it is and stop protecting people's feelings. It's ridiculous.
Samantha, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Samantha?
Hi, lads. How are you?
Good, Samantha. That message that I played just a moment ago from Jacqueline, she's basically arguing that these things are happening.
Sorry, can I hear
you? And they're being covered up.
Sorry, before you go to Samantha, sorry, my apologies, Samantha. How many times attempted abductions did she say there was?
Here, have a listen.
Hi, Adrian. Hi, Jeremy. This is a real issue. The more we, you know, pussyfoot around it, the more we pretend like, you know, it's not nice to say someone's foreign, the more dangerous it is for our children. I'm in Blanchardstown. This is a real issue. It's happened four different times with people I know. People have been...
Four different times with people she knows. Attempted abduction of children.
In Blanchardstown.
Apparently.
And all by foreign nationals.
Apparently, yeah.
I give up. I literally give up.
This woman, for whatever reason, believes that these things are happening. Now, sorry, Samantha, for cutting across you there.
No, we're friends.
What did you want to say on this?
I just have to say I agree with Jeremy. I think it's gone out of control now. I think it's a bit of a joke. And when something really serious does happen, there'll be lots of people that won't believe it, because this is happening so much on social media.
And this is my biggest worry, I have to say, Samantha, out of all of this. Sadly, yeah. From time to time, children are genuinely abducted, normally by a family member or whatever, but it does happen. And as you said yourself, when it actually happens, most of us will look at a Facebook post or whatever and go, no, that's bullshit. And that's the worry, isn't it?
Well, that's it. Now, I started to do that. Ignore it. You know the way some people say, share this because this child is missing, blah, blah, blah. And I would go and I would share it. But now it's got to the stage where you're like, why is it just foreigners that are saying are kidnapping these children? And where are the foreigners bringing these children? Are they bringing them to the canal in their camp to hide them in the camp? Like, are people mad? Are people silly?
But it's not only that. The one thing that amazes me about these attempted abductions is they're always the worst child abductors on planet Earth.
Well, I
because
have
they fail every single time.
Well, 100%. This is the other thing. My child nearly got kidnapped. My child nearly got stolen. My child nearly. Now, we live in Ireland where the men aren't afraid to give somebody a box when there's something going on, especially in Dublin and the whole lot around us. And these men seem to get away with these things, these allegations. They seem to just disappear then. But what I want to say to people is, I find it's the same people putting these posts up on social media. They're usually unemployed. They're usually males, for some reason, that are putting this out there. And they're usually racist people that are putting it out there mm-hmm. too. So let's be real.
So now, let me ask you a question.
Sorry, I just want to finish up. I'm not saying that I don't believe the guards do hide a lot from us, especially with the amount of people that come into the country. Mm-hmm. They don't want to tell us everything, and we all know that. But as for kidnapping, that's just ridiculous. That's just so dangerous to be putting that out there.
Okay, so my question is, and like you said, this information, this false information that was spread on Sunday in the Finglas area led to a number of public order incidents. Now, the guards haven't been more detailed than that, but I'm assuming that means somebody was hit or somebody was assaulted or somebody was attacked or there was rioting of some sort as a result of this alleged incident where two foreign men grabbed a child. Now, as we said, they're the worst abductors ever. Two men overpower one child.
But as well, if you think about it, Samantha, the irony of it is the same people that are making up these stories, yeah, are the same people that claim that the invaders, as we call them, yeah, but we don't call them that. They call these people invaders, yeah, the plantations. Yeah. They also said that those people destroyed their passports. So how could you abduct a child out of the country with no passport?
The fact of the matter is that they claimed two foreign men grabbed a child. Now, what happened after that? They grabbed the child, and then what? The child headbutted them and legged it, or do you understand the point I'm making? Like,
stories are just so long and so stupid that, like, there's no backup from these people. This is what they post out there on social media, and every sad case around that follows everything on social media is there going, oh my god, that's awful, oh, they have to be in black, they have to be in Romanian, they have to be Chinese, they have to be everything except Irish.
But as well, that message that woman Jacqueline or whatever it was that we heard a few minutes ago, that so she happens to know of four different
alleged attempts.
Say Jacqueline would need to show me that proof before I leave.
But what are the chances that she knows four people who have four kids in Blanchardstown
who had four attempted abductions?
Now, sorry, I've just been shown a Facebook page which I'm not going to give the link to because I'm not going to cause riots and stuff like that and unrest, civil unrest. But there's a Facebook page, a Blanchardstown Facebook page. I don't know if it's the same person that that sent us in the message, but there's a Facebook page that's operating around Blanchardstown and that has that same post up that she just sent us a message.
Oh, about four attempted abductions.
So there's now a post up on a local Blanchardstown Facebook page that is backing up that girl's story, and people are just going to be on edge. I can hear all the Blanche mothers now. I'm not letting them out.
Can I ask you something? Where are the parents of these children that are being kidnapped?
They're on Facebook.
No, but Samantha...
They should be outminding their kids.
Samantha, the kids aren't being kidnapped because these kidnappers haven't succeeded.
They must be the worst kidnappers ever.
That's the point. Stay there for a second, Samantha, if you can, please. Mark, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Mark?
Hi, folks. Hi, lads. I just want to say, first of all, I love the show, and I'm always on the show. I'm on it numerous times. I don't hide behind my keyboard. I'm sure Adrian, yourself, and Jeremy know that I do be on the show, give my opinion on multiple topics, right? Secondly, I just want to say to Jeremy that just because a child is abducted, it doesn't mean that the perpetrators want to take them outside the country. A lot of these people that have come into the country and that have ripped up their passports could possibly abduct the child and probably want to keep them within the country but away from public sight, right? Thirdly, I want to put a high.
Well, hang on, just on the second point there. Do you believe that's happening, Mark? Do you believe that
foreign men are going around the streets of Dublin trying to rob children?
I believe that it is. There are instances of it, but I also believe that there are people out there that make up stuff just to kind of throw fuel to the fire. Like, so,
well, as we said. Claims was that the Gardaí were notified about this attempted abduction on Sunday in Finglas and they did nothing about it. That's why they issued the statement. In other words, this is absolute bullshit. Nobody contacted the Gardaí in Finglas about a child, an attempted abduction of a child. That's why the guards issued that statement. That is so dangerous.
No, I agree. Like I said, I'm sure there are instances where that's happened, like, you know, where people have made up stories, you know, but that's not to say that it hasn't happened and it's not happening in the present.
Sorry, what hasn't happened? What hasn't happened? There are these men lurking our streets, lurking on our streets, attempting, because it's always attempted.
Adrian, I'm on all social media platforms, right? And I've seen proof of it myself where young mothers have been in parks in and around Dublin city centre and further afar, and they've actually gone live and they've recorded these foreign nationals, right? And they've been getting up in their faces, going mad, saying, "What are you picking my child up for?"
Mark, there was one such video. There was one video that purported to tell that story.
So I'm making this up, right? I've seen at least four or five. So there hasn't been one.
So hang on, four or five times somebody has tried to rob a child and failed dismally. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I said I've seen four or five instances where mothers have been complaining about foreign nationals coming and picking up their child or trying to take photos of them, video them, following their children around parks and stuff like that. I've seen four or five instances. That's what I've said.
Okay, let me go back to this story. And this is the one we're talking about right now, where the guards were forced to issue a statement, which would be very unusual, to say this did not happen, that there was no incident where two men grabbed a child. There was nobody reported any such incident to the guards. It is misinformation, fake news, call it what you want. Now, my question is, what should be done to somebody who intentionally is spreading untrue news like that?
Well, I don't know. Like, this is what I mean. I don't know the facts. I don't know whether.
I've just told you the facts.
Yeah. So that means you believe the police, you believe the guards and what they said.
The guards, it was claimed on this post that people had contacted the Gardaí in Finglas about this alleged incident and the guards failed to respond. So that made the Gardaí out to be incompetent in the face of a child, an attempted abduction. The guards say, no, nobody contacted
Adrian,
us.
This is
misinformation.
Right, Adrian, you're saying that to me, right? I only heard of a story yesterday, right, where there was two women, right, two friends, and there was four foreign nationals. They were waiting at a bus stop, and there was four foreign nationals, and they were calling them, "Girl, hey girl, come over here, white girl," right? So they walked away from the bus stop, and the four foreign nationals followed them, right? So they eventually got to a Garda station, right, and they ran into the Garda station quickly, and the guard on charge, they explained exactly what happened, and these nationals were following them, and they were calling them over, white girl, come here, right? And they followed them to the Garda station, and the guard turned around to them and says, "Well, you know, did they do anything to you? Like, did they do anything to you? There's not much I can do about that." Like, you know, that's what the guard said to them. And the woman turned around and they were gobsmacked at what the guard said to them. Because what, like, you're just going to do nothing, like, when there were four men following us, like, call us over, like. So I only heard about that yesterday.
Okay, stay with me for one second. And again, this is alleged, okay? You saw it yesterday, allegedly. Stay with me for a second. I want to bring in some more of your opinions on this. Jonathan has been in touch with his opinion.
Well, Adrian and Jeremy, how is getting on today? This should be a very good topic. Regarding the issue itself, look, as far as I'm concerned, this state lies and lies and lies about everything. They're playing down crime numbers all over the place. They're playing up things they shouldn't be. It's all upside down and arse backwards. Someone tells me there's been a attempted child abduction in my community, you know, why go after the bloke they're pointing at, you know? And all right, you hold on to them till the guards come, but then are we sure the guards are going to prosecute these people? Are they going to let them out? Are they going to downplay it? Blah, 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 blah. You just don't know at this stage. I said it to you before, communities are going to start policing themselves again, because the way the Gardaí are handling themselves in this country, communities have no faith in them anymore to come and do anything. It's a tricky one. Like I said, it's a very good topic and I'll be interested to hear what happens on it. All right, boys, cheers. Have a good
day. It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Angela, what was it that Mark said that annoyed you? Why are you so angry?
Everything. First of all, I'm a Muppet because I don't believe it, but he's not a Muppet because he does believe it. There is no proof. There is, like, and as everyone has said, and this has gone down through the years in Ireland, we have to be the shittest child abductors that anyone has ever produced in the world, because it's only ever happened once. It's only ever happened once. And if this is that all these kids are being attempted abducted, are being abducted, where are all the parents out there? Where? What? You heard it on Facebook, Mark. You read it on Facebook.
Can I reply to you?
You can.
Right, and I want to put this not only to Angela but Jeremy as well. Right, I'm gonna just give them a hypothetical situation. Right, that I want them to answer.
I don't want
me,
a
right?
hypothetical.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna tell you, Angela. Right, let me talk. Right, I'm putting this to you. What happens if Jeremy is out in his local park, right, and he's bringing his kids for a walk in the park, right, and two men jump out of a bus, right, and grab hold of his two kids and run, like Usain Bolt, down the road, and they get away from him, right? There's no CCTV in the park, right? Nobody else seeing the abduction apart from Jeremy, seeing the abduction of his own kids, right? So he goes home, he panics, and he's trying to run up to people, and he rings his wife and tells them what's after happening. If he came along to me in the street and told me what happened, would I turn around to him and go, listen, mate, have you got any proof? Like, can you prove that they were taken, like? Or
yeah,
do I just go...
Mark,
do
I gave you an
but,
example.
But, sorry,
I,
Mark, can I just cut across you for 1 second? You're actually highlighting a story of an actual abduction of a child or children, yeah? These stories that we're talking about are attempted abductions of children. They never succeed.
What, do they have to be actually, does the child actually have to be abducted for you to actually do anything about
Adrian,
it?
Like, Adrian, can I come in there a second?
Look what happened to Madeleine McCann. Look, she still hasn't been found.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Right?
Mark,
she still hasn't been found.
Listen to me
she's
now.
Abducted,
listen
right?
to me a second.
And
Mark,
she hasn't
you've
been
had her
yet.
Talk. Mark, listen to me, right? Those, what is it, four
don't
girls had a bus stop.
Don't have to either, Angela, like, don't talk down your nose to me, like, you know.
Listen to me, I let you talk, now let me talk, right?
You're the one that comes on this
well,
show.
Just let her speak. Go on, Angela, go on.
Four girls are stood at a bus stop and there's men calling them over saying, white girl. They go into the guard station, right? Can you tell me what the guards are meant to do? What are they meant to do?
So you think that it's okay for a guy?
Oh, don't answer the question with a question.
Did you actually ask
me
that question?
Mark, that's a genuine question. What are the guards meant to do? Approach these guys and say, tut, 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 you shouldn't be shouting out at girls, which happens, by the way, every single day
Everywhere.
Of the week.
It's not
young
just
fellas hanging out windows of cars, whistling at girls as they go by. Every day of the week it happens.
That's like, Adrian, that's like saying if there's actually foreign nationals out in a park and they take your child by the hand and they're walking around the park with them, it's okay because you can still see them and they're still in
Mark,
sight.
Mark, you're avoiding
You're literally avoiding the question. You really are.
I'm not avoiding the question.
What? Okay. Sorry, Mark, what are the Gardaí in this alleged incident meant to have done to these perpetrators who shouted out at these girls? What are the guards meant to do?
Well, if the girls are genuinely fearful that something is going to happen to them and the guys, the bloke, have bad intentions, right? That he goes out and he makes sure that they either get in a taxi or they get to a safe place and the other guys that are gone, those non-nationals that followed them, followed the two girls to the Gardaí station that are gone and out of sight, and that the girls
are
okay.
Isn't it
the guard's job to actually protect the public? Isn't that their job?
Hold on, but, and I am not sticking up for, you know, undocumented refugees coming in here. But are they not the public as well?
Yeah, well, they are the public. I'm saying in this case, it was four non-national men. But even if it was four Irish men that followed the women to the Garda station, if they went in, the guards should still go out and make sure that the girls were safe and that the bloke
was pissed
off. But
Mark, I gave you an example of a guy last year here who accused three non-nationals of trying to get his daughter into the car. It was all over social media. It was everywhere. I'm not mentioning his name, but everyone knew about it. Everyone knew the car. Everyone knew the faces. Everyone knew where it happened, where they lived and where it worked. And it's proved it was wrong. He went, he had everyone witch hunting those three fellas. And they arrived down to the Garda station because they only heard about it 24 hours later, arrived down to the Garda station and they weren't even in the town when it happened.
Yeah, like I'm not saying incidents like that don't happen. Did I ever say that? I said it's a very sad conversation when it came on. Hold on a second, Angela. When I first came on, the first thing I said to Adrian was that, like, I'm sure there are instances of people reporting these people and they're making stuff up, right? That's not to say that it doesn't happen.
No. Sorry, Mark. In this particular case, nobody contacted the guards. Nobody contacted the guards to say, this is after happening. That's why they issued the statement, because online it claimed that the guards just didn't give a shit. They did absolutely nothing about it at all when it was reported to them. It was never reported to the guards.
And come here, Adrian, if it was reported to the guards, right, and the guards did nothing about it, do you think the guards are going to just let that lie and sort of make themselves out to look like gobshite or like as if they don't care? Like, what was the situation I just explained to you there about yesterday, I heard, where the two girls were followed by four non-nationals and the guard turns around and says, oh, there's nothing I can do about that. You know what I mean?
Okay, stay there for a second. Our number is 085-825-2626 if you would like to get involved in this conversation. We're asking basically what should be done to people deliberately spreading untrue information about an alleged attempted child abduction. Jack.
Agree with Samantha. It's ridiculous. Social media has these theories that are out there that are non-proven and exaggerated, so I agree with Samantha there. And it's different having genuine concerns around immigration and numbers than making up crap just to suit an agenda.
Kathleen, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Kathleen.
Hey, Jeremy, I'm Adrian.
How are you now?
And Angela,
what did you want to say on this?
In my opinion, the guards don't give a shit what's happening. They don't care. They just don't care what's happening. I mean, when do you see a man in Ireland walking into their constantly nude, or when do you see them taking their private parts out and flashing them? I've never seen the likes of what's going on now in this country. Never seen the likes of it. And people want to just open their eyes and wake up and smell the coffee.
Let's go back to this alleged incident in Finglas on Sunday. The guards say nobody contacted us about any incident at all. Now, why would they say that if that's not true?
Adrian, I'm not saying that that happens, that attempted abduction or whatever happens. What I'm saying is people are really blind to think that there's nothing going on in this country when there is a lot of shit going on in this country.
Meaning what? Somebody on... Hang on for one second. Somebody on Sunday deliberately spread false news about an alleged attempted abduction of a child in Finglas. That didn't happen.
Okay, that didn't happen, Adrian, but that's not to say that there's not a lot of shit going on. That is happening, and the police don't care. They don't care anymore, Adrian.
Well, there you go, Angela. The guards don't care at all.
No, they don't. They don't give a continental shit, like, do you know what I mean? How many, Kathleen, how many did actually happen?
How many, what did actually happen? I'm not talking about an abduction. I'm talking about what's going on in your you know what I mean? Seeing,
but sorry, Kathleen, what has this got to do with attempted abductions of children by foreign men?
Well, not giving me opinion. It's called Opinions Matter.
It is, but we're talking about a specific fact that
I'm not talking about an abduction or attempted abduction, okay, but I'm excited to give an opinion on what is going on.
So what
I'm
is
just
so,
blind.
So,
I'm
okay,
talking
so,
about that's going on, Kathleen.
So what
are
is
you
going on?
Is going on?
What's going on, Andrea?
Yeah,
take your blinkers off and have a look around you. Take your blinkers off and have a look around you.
You're saying I'm a Miss Know-It-All. That's what you said online. So I'm asking you to tell me what is going on.
Do you not know what's going on, Andrea? Do you not know what's going on? Seriously?
I've asked you three times now. Tell me what's going on that the government and the Gardaí are hiding from us.
The Gardaí don't give a shit because there's men what parade around O'Connor. Where was the police when the man was walking up in O'Connor Street and exposing themselves to women and children there? And where was the police when the man was exposing himself there last week in O'Connor Street with his trousers down around his ass? Where was he?
Has that never happened before? An Irishman has never done that in the country.
Oh, I'm not saying an Irishman has never done it, but not to the extent that's going on, Andrea. Come on.
Okay, hang on, Kathleen. Sorry, this conversation started from people...
Because you seem to be laughing there under your breath.
Hang on. This story... Somebody deliberately spread fake news about a foreign national trying to rob children, okay? And the whole motivation behind that is to make us all fear foreign nationals, to be afraid of our lives of them.
Sorry? I fear them.
You fear them?
I fear them.
Why?
Because I'm 67 years of age and I wouldn't go into town and I don't go into town 3-4 times a week. I wouldn't go into O'Connor Street now when I'm shite and crap with going on.
And that's because of foreigners, is it?
Yeah.
And what about the Irish junkies that'll take the eye out of your head to rob you? Kathleen, immigrants are somebody's children as well, are they not? If that's the argument you're going to make. You said junkies are somebody's children. I agree with you, they are.
They're not our children.
But a junkie isn't your
they're
child either. No. Hang on, Kathleen. You said you were afraid to go into the city centre because of immigrants, okay?
Which is
fair enough, that's your right. And then I said, what about junkies? And the first thing you said was...
I wouldn't be afraid of junkies, Jeremy.
Well,
I think you can have a conversation with a junkie.
No,
there's
but
no such thing as a junkie.
Well, there is
it's
a junkie.
It's somebody's child. It's an addiction.
Yeah.
It's an addiction.
Okay, so what crime has an immigrant...
And you have children, Jeremy, so does Adrian. Nobody knows what's around the corner. So, nobody knows.
So hang on. So junkies are somebody's children, but immigrants aren't somebody's children. Is that what you...
They're not our children, are they? We should look after our own first and foremost, most.
No, but you do look after your own children, I'm sure, Kathleen.
There's people coming into this country that's genuinely walking and paying their way and whatever. I went into town last week with my son and my grandchildren that I haven't seen for a good while, and we went into the garden of remembrance. And my Jesus Christ Almighty, I'm telling you now, I wouldn't go in there again.
And that's all because of foreigners.
But there's somebody's children.
There's somebody's children.
They're not my children. They're not your children.
But the junkies are your children.
The junkies your children.
Come here, listen, I tell you. I'm not going to talk about my particular children. I suffer with my mental health this time. But hold on, Andrea. Hold on for a minute. Those in glass houses shouldn't throw stones. Right, okay. If I went to a foreign country tomorrow, I would not be able to win without a passport or documentation.
I totally agree with you, Kathleen. Where are the women and children that we're supposed to be helping? I don't see any women and children.
All I see is gangs of men everywhere. I don't see any women and children. And even though I'm living...
I a billion percent agree with you on this. And I do. But what I'm saying is, all of these so-called incidents, and there's no proof of any of them. And this one that happened on Sunday was proven that it was all a lie.
So I didn't see anything on the incident, Andrew. I just came on to give my opinion. right? I'm not saying there was a child abducted in Finglas, but can I not come on and give an opinion on what is going on?
Here's the thing, Kathleen. What you think is going on has you fearing foreign nationals in Ireland, and that's exactly because of posts like that one on Sunday, saying that foreigners were trying to abduct a child in Finglas and the guards did nothing about it.
I'll tell you what I fear, Adrian. Weird ideas. Pubs are closing down, they're putting on men into them. You're going to walk 20 steps across the road from where I live, and the pub is closed down, that's open for years, and there's all men living in it. You walk up the road, you can't walk up the street where I live anymore, because they're everywhere and they're just hanging around. And listen, I tell you, I am fearful. I am getting an age by my grandchildren. I am, because the country is fucked.
But again, I'm asking you a question. What has happened that specifically to you that has you so fearful?
Nothing has happened to me, because I don't go out, I don't venture out much, Jeremy and Adrian, because I suffer with me mental health and I don't venture out much. But I've seen, I was in a constant day a few weeks ago and I see the fella, they're just pissing up against the shop again. They're pissed. And it's Irish are sleeping on. I see the air own Irish. And yeah, I don't think we're genuine. Kathleen,
last summer I was bringing my young fool into town, into a pet shop in town. We were walking up along the quays, and as we were walking up along the quays, there was two junkies sitting on the wall injecting each other.
Yeah, we don't say junkies.
Well, I will. So they had
their...
I'd say junkies.
Don't say junkies.
Well, I will. So the two junkies sitting on the wall with their trousers... with their trousers down around their knees, two junkies with their trousers down around, injecting... injecting each other into injecting themselves into the groin in front of my son, who was 7 years of age. Now you're saying they're not doing any harm. They're somebody's children. The point
I've never
them,
said you weren't doing any harm. I never said you weren't doing any harm.
You said God loved them.
I said that somebody.
You said God loved them.
But
sorry, a paedophile. Hang on, Kathleen. A paedophile is somebody's child. Hitler was somebody's child. Jimmy Savile had a mother. Does that mean he's a? In other words, once you have a mother, does that mean you're okay to do whatever you want? That's a ridiculous argument.
It's a ridiculous argument, Kathleen.
I'm sorry.
Well, those in glass houses shouldn't close down. Okay, I'm sorry that your son had to witness that. But I was walking down with my sisters down on the down towards the dockland, just going for a day out with my sister, and there was three partners sitting there shitting on the boardwalk.
That's disgusting. Yeah, that is disgusting.
But
hang on, the point I'm trying to make is, yeah, you saw three foreigners shitting on the boardwalk, which is disgusting.
Yeah,
okay.
And you're
listen to me for a sec, please, Kathy. And your initial reaction was, that is disgusting. They'll send them home, deport them. That is disgusting. But if they were three junkies shitting on the boardwalk, your point would be, God love them, they're somebody's kids. Now, do you not get the point I'm trying to make? Is that the hypocrisy of it, that based on skin colour and nationality, if it's three junkies shitting on the boardwalk, God love them, they're somebody's kids, it's an addiction, blah, 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 blah. If it's three invaders, as we like to call them, shitting on the boardwalk, send them home, deport them, they're ruining the country, I'm afraid to go into the city centre. By the way, I agree with you about being afraid to go into the city centre. I find the city centre an absolute...
It's horrible.
Dangerous. Not just because of people coming into the country that are causing trouble. I'm talking about because of everybody. The antisocial behaviour in the city centre.
You're not seeing the traffic getting that worse now in the last couple of years. I love town, Jeremy. I love going to town with my sisters. I can't be... I wouldn't even bring my grandchildren to the city centre anymore when they come up to visit.
This, in your opinion, is because of foreigners. Nothing to do with the antisocial little toe rags hanging around the city centre that are Irish.
Hey, Jim, what I'm saying is, I understand what you're saying. There is a lot of people living in town and whatever and doing what they're doing. But being around them then is not going to make any fucking better, like. And I shouldn't have to fear my own country walking the streets. I shouldn't have to look at people shitting on the sand. I shouldn't have to see men going around with their trousers down around their ankles and waiting that private part of people. And they went fucking out.
And nor should Jeremy have to witness two drug addicts injecting into their groins.
And I'm sorry that Jeremy's child has to witness that. I am sorry that. So I would make my grandchildren, although they did, when we were up for him, someone was up for Christmas and we went into town. Yeah, we witnessed a lot in town.
I think, Kathleen, the one thing we can all agree on is that Dublin City is a kip and it is a dangerous place. And again, I only told the story a couple of weeks ago on the show, Kathleen. I had my kids in town watching a show in the Gaiety Theatre, and they wanted to walk down to the Spire because they'd never seen it at night. So we walked down to the Spire and we were waiting then at the Lewis stop at Parnell Street to get the Lewis home. And I won't use the word junkies because I know that upset you, two drug addicts came up and started hassling me when I had my son with me. Give us money, I want money, I need money. And I was like, sorry, I have kids here. And my two kids were absolutely terrified. So it's, what I'm saying is, yeah, you're right, there are foreign nationals that are caught. I saw a bloody riot on O'Connell Street last year with a load of Roma gypsies killing each other outside a restaurant. But you'll see that as much from Irish people. I mean, Kathleen, there was a time that every second day there was members of the travelling community ripping their shirts off in the city centre and going at each other with axes and stuff like that. And we turn a blind eye to that because they're the same nationality. I don't care what nationality you are. A scumbag is a scumbag. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And that's the point that I was trying to make. And people come up with this rubbish when we've enough of our own to deal with, enough of our own antisocial behaviour. But the point that you're making is, yes, Dublin has become a horrible place to be, but it's not just because of foreigners. That's the point.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Vanessa, you're on Opinions Matter. Hi, Vanessa.
How are you, lads?
Good, thanks, Vanessa. What did you want to say on this?
The double standards with Kathleen is just, and not just Kathleen, but a lot of people in the comment section, is remarkable. You know, that they hold migrants to a different standard that they hold Irish people. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Jeremy. A scumbag is a scumbag, and they should be prosecuted if they break the law.
Sorry, to that end, I don't even get why nationality is all, when you see these posts on social media, why it always has to start off with a foreigner. I don't care. If somebody sexually assaults a woman, the last thing on my mind is what nationality is that person. I don't give a shit what nationality. I just want to know that that person is behind bars. Mm-hmm. Nationality, skin colour shouldn't matter. A rapist is a rapist, irrespective of their skin colour or their accent or what country they come from. A rapist is a scumbag regardless of what their skin colour is.
Vanessa, let me bring you back to the start of this conversation where the Gardaí have said that fake news, false information was spread around Finglas on Sunday, which led to incidents in Finglas on Sunday evening. It didn't happen. There was no attempted child abduction and nobody contacted the Gardaí about it either. Now, what do you think should be done to the person or persons who deliberately made that story up?
I think they should be prosecuted, one, for libel of the police because it was lies, and two, for sharing false information that they knew would only end up whipping up anti-migrant sentiment. It is incitement. Basically saying that, and what it's designed to do, A, it's tribalism because migrants are others, they are not us, therefore they're dangerous. And the other thing is that it's attention seeking. And so anyone that would go to extremes, especially that extreme, for attention, and that's what it is, they should be held to account. Guys, I live in the UK at the moment, and the Southport stabbings, which I don't really want to go into, but the Twitter account that first posted that falsely, that the murderer was Muslim was called Europe Invasion. And it was hopped on by different social media accounts, by different right-wing media outlets, and it spread like wildfire, and that's what led to the riots up and down England.
And the exact same thing happened in Finglas on Sunday, where somebody
posted... it's designed to do is to break the trust from the community to the police, to our structures that hold society together. And if you are willingly doing that, then yes, you deserve to be prosecuted. Like, I think it was Mark that was talking about those two women that went into the Garda station. Do we have proof of what the Garda said, or are we taking their word for it? Because there are bad faith actors, there are liars, there are attention seekers. And I hate to say that, but that's the world we live in. We can't just take people's word for it anymore. And that's a scary world.
Stay there for a second, Vanessa. I just want to squeeze in one final call, and that's you, Darren. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
What's crack, Andrew?
Good, Darren. Very quickly, what do you want to say on this? This story was spread around Finglas on social media about an alleged attempted abduction of a child by two foreign men. Now,
yeah, well, obviously I wouldn't believe every abduction on Facebook, because that's just, like Jeremy said, Martin, which was around before the immigrants came. Yeah, you're saying there that it's far-right people who's putting all these stories up, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So who was it then back 5-6 years ago when we were putting all the stories up about the attempted abductions of men in white vans? Were they all far-right men in white vans, were they?
They may, I don't know, but the fact
well, like, because the immigrants now are in the country, automatically, Jeremy just puts in that them two words, far-right, which is completely wrong. And also,
Darren, I didn't use that expression far-right at all in this topic today.
In the thumbnail there, it says far-right.
I didn't use the expression far-right at all.
Well, one of you did. It's in the thumbnail there on the headline of the podcast.
Oh, that was Adrian trying to stir a bit of shit. Yeah, that was Adrian.
The fact of the matter is that people are spreading false information about something
that is
true. Pardon me?
That is true.
Oh, it's true that people are spreading false information.
But also, the government are spreading false information and lying to us and not telling us everything. And if you don't think that's true, then you literally have your head up your arse.
Well, hang on. The government said, if we go back to the incident, and I can't talk too much about it because of obviously the court case pending, but the incident on Parnell Street that we all know about, the authorities had said from day one that girl was in critical condition in hospital, and they gave regular updates in the news about the welfare of that girl, and the gobshites on Facebook were, no, they're lying to us, the guards are lying to us, that poor girl is deceased, murder, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but the government does lie, Jeremy. If you don't think they do, then you're wrong.
No, of course, every politician. But would you agree that the far right, the likes of Ben Gilroy and all that, who went on Twitter to say, I heard that little girl pass away, disgusting thing to say.
And that's what led to those riots.
And that led to, well, no, Ben Gilroy posted it afterwards. But will you concede that these far right agitators were wrong? And
there you go again, far right agitators. What were the men in white vans 5 years ago? Were they far right when they were trying to abduct people?
Well, no, they were actually vegetable delivery men, if the truth be told, Darren.
It's the same people probably on Mars and the Rant that's doing all this. I wouldn't believe a word I see on Facebook. In fact, if it's on Facebook, it probably isn't true.
we'd agree on that much.
Isn't it great that we all have finished our thanks, Darren? Cheers. It's great that we all agree. Now,
in the end,
we have to cut the show short at the moment because. Hang on. Yeah, come in.
What are you doing?
There's someone at the door. Yeah, come in. Oh, thank you. Thanks very much. Cheers. Same again next week. Sorry, myself and Adrian just received our brown envelopes. Our government check.
Oh, fantastic. Very good.
I can't open the envelope now and tell you how much the check is for, but it's a bloody big check.
That's fantastic.
So we both received our government checks for pushing the government agenda.
Well done.
I will be going to Shanahan's on the Green for a meal tonight.
Good man. Not wearing those clothes, you won't.
How about someone with a hoodie and a baseball cap?
In Shanahan's on the Green. Keith has been in touch.
Well, lads, are they saying that this doesn't go hand in hand with foreigners, right? I've proof on my phone of grooming gangs. They probably won't play this day for the people because Jeremy's narrative. Maybe you will. But grooming gangs, you know, this person, scumbag should call him, trying to get himself connected up with a decoy. Right, start telling her that all the 13-year-old girls are like this. He sent her a video of a few of them raping a child. Right, now this was in England. But guess where they all are now? They're here to fucking Ireland. But yous will back them up and say, oh, it's not the foreigners, it's not this, we have scum here. This country has its own scum. We don't need the fucking world scum in here. We don't need them. We have enough. We have Jeremy there for the last fucking 15 fucking years giving out about the scum we have in the country. But yet he wants to bring in more. Ones we know fuck all about. Hop the fuck on, Jeremy, will you?
Okay, there you go. Keith, I take offence to the suggestion that either myself or Adrian would back up grooming gangs.
Yeah.
That is the most, it's the most disgusting, deplorable crime that anybody can commit, grooming a child or sex trafficking a child. Absolutely disgusting. And you obviously weren't listening, Keith, to what I said 10 minutes ago. A scumbag is a scumbag.
Doesn't matter what colour they are.
Regardless. So anybody that grooms a child should be castrated. I don't care what country they're from. If you groom a child, you should be castrated and locked up forever.
Absolutely. So say all of us. Thank you for listening to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy.
Thanks. Jesus.
If you enjoyed it, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification each time we upload a new episode. If there's anything you'd like us to debate on the podcast, send us a WhatsApp to 085 825 2626 any time of the night or day. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the next one.